Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Mr. President.
I've been meeting with all your House chairmen. I didn't get much enthusiasm either. They're all against the cities. And they're all against the old man Sellers said he'd pass her crime bill. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yes, sir. It's been a long, hard winter. I guess you saw on the ticker today there could be further hearings.
By the way, on that crime thing, they've
yes,
been
sir.
Leaking that over there, and I just told them to file a report with Ramsey. I'm damn tired of it. I think it's an insult to the presidency for every day for some reporter to come in and say, I picked this up, and let them have it with him, and then we can look at it, and if there's anything I want to recommend out of it, I'll do it. But I never had a commission that treated me that way, and they say it's the staff members, and they just go in and out of there. The Washington Post and the Scripps Howard and the Washington Star and the New York Times, and it's just a
I have some strong feelings on that. I'd like to discuss them with you when you've got a minute, because I think that on the wiretapping, yes, and I think that was absolutely disgraceful, and I wish I knew who did it. I know who didn't do it, but I wish I knew who did it, and I don't know. It may have been some member of the staff. As far as I know, that's the only leak for those stories that appeared on that.
I got pretty good information inside over there that they got a series of them. They spend a little time, a couple of these staff members, talking to these correspondents and speculating with them and then saying they can't quote you, but go ahead and you'll be right if you do this and so on. Anyway, we'll talk about it. I think the presidential task force and these presidential commissions, I think we can appoint them and let them report to the cabinet officer and let him take them and cool them off a little bit. And then by the time they get to me, I can take what I want to of them and reject what I want to. But
of course, I think you're free to do that. I think, Mr. President, that this report that they've come up with, which is they got no dissent from on any of that commission members, and I think it's one of the most remarkable jobs in government that I have seen done. And I think the staff that was collected there that did this work has done an absolutely distinguished job. And I feel very strongly on it. And
I feel as strongly as you do I pick up the New York Times and I pick up the Scripps Howard and I pick
that
up
the Scripps Howard. There wasn't a leak in that story, Mr. President, and I can show you where every single thing he said in there came from. I can document that one. And as far as the due date of the report is concerned, whether it would be on time, I'll take full responsibility.
Nick, some of our friends over in the department tell me that they'd like to give me a little investigation report on it. I told them not to. I don't want to be investigating my own people. But some of them feel very strongly that this is what's going on. They're even afraid to talk or say anything in meetings, they tell me. But anyway, we'll settle that one. How are you with Hoover now?
How am I with Hoover?
Yeah. Well, what do we do there?
Mr. President, I think it would be disaster for him to testify.
Well, it's going to be disaster if we call him off and refuse to let him, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't think he wants to. If he goes down and testifies, he'll say he's not opposed to the treaty, and he'll repeat what he says in the month. Then he'll go off for an hour and a half on every espionage case. By the time you get through with the headlines on that, the television cameras and everything, I think he'd just kiss that goodbye. And if you could get Mr. Hoover to write a short letter, I think that'd be fine. If not, I think Ramsey ought to write a letter. And I'd clear it with Mr. Hoover. Since he doesn't want to testify. Better off with that.
What should I do about getting Dirksen now, as Mike suggests? You talk to him?
Yes, sir. I talked to Senator Mansfield. Okay. He thinks it's important. He says the sooner the better, but since then, there are going to be at least another 2-3 weeks before they report that. And under those circumstances, I think it'd be a good idea to talk with Everett Dirksen and Dick Russell. I think it'd be a good idea to talk with them Friday before the space treaty, but not try to talk with them in great detail about this. There's still going to be hearings. I think you can do a lot to...
you give me a memo what to talk from. You be over here ample time, and you tell Marvin Watson, find out what time the meeting is, and then we'll ask them to come an hour ahead of time.
All right.
or 30 minutes ahead of time. How long does it take? 45 minutes?
I think 30 minutes, that'd be fine.
All right. Okay, all right. Let's do that.
And you'll give me 2 hours to fight out this crime commission business with you?
Yeah. Well, I want the damn thing to get adjourned and get out of here. Because every day I pick up something new on it. What about the... Well, I guess it's all right. Does Mansfield think then that this will... He think Hoover ought to testify?
I didn't talk with Mansfield on the Hoover testimony. I did talk with Fulbright. And Fulbright is very worried about his testimony. But we think if we get some kind of a letter from him, that would do. Try to work that out with Ramsey. Hickenlooper's not bad. He's sitting on the fence on one of the possibilities on this thing that might be some help is President Eisenhower, and he might endorse this. There's some people who are very close to him that think he should, and I didn't want to involve you or us at any very high level. You know, until you knew what his views were, and I didn't know what you might want to use.
That'd be all right with me. We could use him, if any. If you do it, he's upset with us, got him. He's our friend Turner's got him boiling.
But it's going to be hard to bring him all the way down on anybody on this now with some more people, the Liberty Lobby and some others, American Legion, so if you want to testify.
I think that must be Deke, that American Legion.
I don't know whether you want to do it this way or whether you just didn't stop. He comes pretty close to owning it. And Fritz Hollings today said he hadn't made up his mind. He wouldn't know on this which way he'd go on it. He wanted to talk with Mr. Hoover. 3 hours later, he called back and said he was supposed to come back. Somebody talked to Hoover. But Russell's the phone that could help on that.
Yes, but he's not farce.
No, sir, but if he just doesn't, if he's not against us.
He will be against us. Russell thinks that we're going to hell up here. He thinks that the commies and the socialists and everything else take it. This morning, talked about 30, 40 minutes. He thinks that we got a warfare in our own party, and we're kind of back in the Stokely and Carmichael's and the Martin Luther King's and sicking them on them, and guidelines, punitive to them. And the only way he can defend himself is to take the Republicans and whip hell out of us, and that's what he's going to do. And I came in 54, Dick Russell and Bob Taft would just look at each other and went in the chamber, never say a word, never have an agreement, never have a discussion. And they ran the Senate just as effectively, rarely made a speech, but they ran it all. And I busted that up by getting the old man George, and finally Russell, and finally a few of them to have them support me, just pride as a Democrat, and just insisted they do it. And I couldn't help them if they didn't. So I busted that up, but they've gone back to it now in the House and the Senate, and we got Bobby and Rivikoff and Hartke and this crowd hitting us every day from the inside. So our party's just split wide open, and I don't know what the hell they think they can do. I don't think we got a chance of winning if the constituency of all these programs against them. Rivikoff, I sent a bill up there, $5 billion on cities. They cut hell out of it. Muskie said he couldn't go for over 2.5. And the vote was 5-4. And to get his vote, we told him, all right, we'd go. We'd accept an adjustment to get model cities started. Nice damn fool Rivikoff comes out and said, we need $750 million a year. And he gets it down. He's got television. He gets it down. He's got a $5-6 billion. I just met with the chairman. That's the first item they're going to take out. It's $400 million I got in. And I've got in all the Congress would authorize. They authorized $400 million last year for this year. That's the maximum. I got it all in my budget. But I'm going to lose every damn dime of it because of the way they do it. Same thing with poverty. I'm going to lose my poverty. I can't even count 180 votes for it. But we had the budget last year, $1,750,000. Got over there, they put in $2,500,000,000. So Dirksen got up today on television and said, we cut it back from $2.5 billion to $1,750,000,000. We cut it $750,000,000. He didn't cut the budget a damn cent. He just cut what Bobby and Morris and Clark and these wild men put in there. And then when it got back over to the House Appropriation Committee, they just frankly told me, said, we're going to penalize them, charge them a little interest, a little prepayment, $150 million, for trying to run over. So they took $150 million out, and we got $1,006,000,000. And they just won't follow the leader. There won't be any coordination. They just go in the opposite direction. I thought you were going to get them all together and kind of give us some direction. But if we can't get along among ourselves, I don't see how anybody's going to be elected if we can't be elected. I swear I don't see it. And I think that's the main problem that we got to have. And I had the senators all down here, and we briefed them. We got by pretty good. Teddy was there. Bobby never accepts. He won't show up. But Teddy was there and asked good questions. Was smiling, was in a good humor, and was reasonable. We didn't have any real mean questions. Rusk was never better. McNamara was never better than last night or night before. But we've got this little potshot. We got it from Bobby, and we got it from Rybakov, and we got mostly candidates for office. Now, they're going to want me to support them, and I'm going to, you can't get so low in this country, but what, you come back, and if you've seen the new Gallup, the new Harris, it just reverses them. God, it murdered Bobby and Jackie Bull. It just murders them on this thing, and these damn lies in there, Nick, it's just things I never heard of. And it was just the most awful thing that I ever heard of. My insisting that Kennedy put up a deer head and forcing that poor man to go on. Hell, he not only killed one deer, he insisted on killing the second one. It took 2 hours, and then by God, he insisted on killing one for Torby O'Donnell, and we just worked so hard. It took 3 hours, and I finally gave up and said, Mr. President, we just can't do it. I didn't force him to come to Texas. Hell, he wanted to come out there himself. Called up, and he came. He didn't bring Miss Kennedy, and he may have told her that he didn't want to come because he brought some other people. But it's a hell of a note to go with it. I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to keep my counsel and try to endure it. But it's a vicious, mean, dirty, low-down stuff about all this damn business. One place, they say I swamped. Had a vapor inhaler and wouldn't take any leadership. The next day I was so arrogant I was bossing everything. And the thought that I ought to go to a plane that didn't have the bag, it didn't have the communication that I got after this terrible thing happened is inconceivable to me. But that's
what they're just sick. I think that's
well, you're the...